This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Pastor Father Matthew Codd of St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church of Charlotte.
Our lesson is from the letter of St. James. Dearly beloved, every best gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. For of his own will hath he begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be some beginning of his creatures. You know, my dearest brethren, and let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak and slow to anger. For the anger of man worketh not the justice of God. Wherefore, casting away all uncleanness and abundance of naughtiness, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Please stand. Our gospel is from St. John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, I go to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, Whither goest thou? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow hath filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient to you that I go. For if I go not, the Paraclete will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convince the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin because they believed not in me, and of justice because I go to the Father and you shall see me no longer, and of judgment because the prince of this world is already judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will teach you all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but that what things soever he shall hear, he shall speak. And the things that are to come, he shall show you. He shall glorify me, because he shall receive of mine, and shall show it to you. You may be seated. So I am aware that I preached for a very long time last week. I don't think I realized it while I was up here. So today, just something brief and simple, but hopefully meaningful. Just looking at these readings, I just get the sense of the faith of St. James and the faith of the apostles and that which we're called to understand, looking upward, how all good things come from God. And as we await their coming, in the meantime, some things we must let go of. I can't imagine the sorrow of the apostles as Jesus speaks to them his farewell discourse. But we know, looking back, that as painful as it was to say goodbye, it was necessary for heaven and for salvation and for such a greater gift. So just reflecting that in all the ways in which we have to let go, no matter how much sorrow it brings us, we keep our eyes upward, trusting that there's some gift in the loss, some gift in the detachment, some greater thing God wants us to offer to us, and if we don't let go, we can't receive it. So to have an undying, unshakable faith in the goodness of the Father, in the goodness of God, that in all things he gives us perfect gifts.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.